Good morning. Fritz Berger and bloodandfaith.com. It's Inauguration Day 2021. A new president will be sworn in on the steps of Capitol Hill today, and I think I've got something appropriate to talk about here. We're going to go through Psalm chapter 2. Psalm chapter 2. It says here, why are the nations in an uproar and the peoples devising vain things? Why are the nations in the uproar and the peoples devising vain things? A lot of confusion out there. The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Who is the anointed one? It's Jesus Christ. The Christ is the anointed one. What's an anointing? It is when the prophet pours the oil. He anoints the man with oil as a signal of God's favor and power, as the one who speaks for him. And Jesus Christ is the anointed one of God. He is the Christ. It's Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Messiah. The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers counsel against the Lord and against Jesus Christ, saying, let's tear off their feathers and cast away their cords from us. And how true is that? The entire movement of the whole quote-unquote enlightenment, which was really a darkening, was to tear off and to destroy the Christian heritage of the West, the Christian heritage of Europeans. And it's done nothing but evil. It's resulted in nothing good, nothing evil. And they say, yes, but look at us. Look how liberated we are. And people are trapped and mired and enslaved in human destruction. It's not being released from Jesus Christ that gives you peace and freedom. It's being under his protection and covering. He who sits in the heavens laugh. Who sits in the heavens? Who sat down at the right hand of God Almighty? It's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ sat down at the right hand of God Almighty. The Bible says here, Psalms chapter 2, verse 4, he who sits in the heavens laughs. That's Jesus Christ. The Lord scoffs at them. He will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury, saying, but as for me, I've installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. So we got a king. His name is Jesus Christ. And this is a message to every nation. I don't care if you're Chinese, Nigerian, Italian, Spanish, French, Guatemalan, Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is the king over every nation on the planet. I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. He said unto me, this is God Almighty saying to Jesus Christ, thou art my son, today I've begotten you. Ask of me, and I will surely give you the nations as your inheritance, and the very ends of the earth as your possession. Do you remember the temptation of Jesus Christ, where Satan takes him up on a high tower, and he says, listen, man, you fall down and worship me, I will give you all of the nations. All the nations will worship you. Well, Jesus Christ already knew that God Almighty had given him all the nations. It says it right here. Psalms chapter 2, verse 8. Ask of me, and I will surely give the nations to you as your inheritance, and the very ends of the earth is your possession. Jesus Christ rules over every nation. I don't care if you're an atheist country. I don't care if you're a Muslim country, Hindu, whatever. Jesus Christ is Lord. God Almighty has given all the nations as his inheritance, and even to all the ends of the earth. A nation, by the way, is a bloodline from Nasir, prenatal, postnatal. It refers to birth. It's not just somebody that has the same color passport. It's bloodlines. God organized human beings along bloodlines. Psalm chapter 2, verse 9. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and you will shatter them like earthenware. No wonder the kings rage. They don't want this. They don't want this. Jesus Christ shall rule. He will break them with a rod of iron, and he will shatter them like earthenware. Now, therefore, O kings, show discernment and take warning, O judges of the earth. Now, therefore, O kings, show discernment and take warning, O judges of the earth. Worship the Lord. The Lord who? The Lord Jesus Christ. Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Do homage to the Son. Do homage to the worship the Son. Worship Jesus Christ, that he might not become angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are all who take refuge of him. Why do the kingdoms rage and the peoples imagine vain things? There's an answer to all this. Serve Jesus Christ. And I don't mean serve Jesus Christ just as an individual born-again Christian or however you want to term that. That's just part of it. The idea is to build bloodlines, nations that serve God Almighty, that serve Jesus Christ. That's the whole purpose of the nations. Fallen man tried to come together as one, as a new world order right back after the flood when they got together at Babel under one government, one law, one rule. And God came down and said, no, I didn't call you to do that. I said spread out across the face of the earth. And God enforced the divisions of nations. He enforced the divisions of bloodlines by confusing their tongues and giving them different languages. He doesn't want everybody to be one with one set of rules and laws and orders, because it's not going to be under Jesus Christ. It's the purpose of the old seducer, the devil, to take us down the wrong path. And he's busy trying to stir up the kings to rage against the Son. I got news for you. I got good news. You don't have to live under the slavery of the devil. And this isn't just for individuals. This is for entire bloodlines. It's for nations. And this is why I keep calling the European man. I'm calling you, European man. Go back to your Creator. Go back to the God who made you great. Go back to Jesus Christ. He is the one whose cross is on your flags. Look at the flags of your ancestors. The cross of Jesus Christ is on those flags. That's what made you great. Don't listen to these liars. Don't listen to these liars who say that Christianity has been a curse. It's been the greatest blessing in the world. Pontius Pilate, we're talking about Pontius Pilate every day. And there was a rhetorical question. What is truth? And he's staring right at truth. He's staring right at truth. He's staring at Jesus Christ. And in this day when there is everything's fake news and everything's lies and you can't trust anything, how do you know what's right? How do you know what's wrong? Pilate had the same question. What is truth? And he's staring truth in the face. Jesus Christ said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. Nobody comes to the Father but through me. Thy word is truth. Bible says thy word is truth. So you want to know the truth, you're going to have to go back into the scriptures that God gave you, not the scriptures that your Antichrist professors gave you. You think you're smart because you got a PhD? You think you're smart because you have a master's degree? You think you're smart because you went to law school? And you read all the priests and prophets, you read all the holy scriptures from your Antichrist professors, and you think you're smart? Why don't you read the scriptures that God gave, the scriptures that God inspired by mankind? Thy word is truth, and his word will last forever. But it's hard to do. Jesus Christ is called the rock of offense, the rock of stumbling. But Jesus Christ said, blessed are those who don't stumble in me. So here's Jesus Christ. Again, this is real simple, guys. It's real simple. Here's Jesus Christ. He goes up to this man. He's been sick for 38 years. Maybe he was 38 years old. He's laying there. He can't move. He's laying on a cot. He's laying on a pallet. And Jesus said, you want to be healed? And the guy said, of course I do. What do you think I'm laying here for? By the pool so I can get healed. Jesus Christ said to him, get up, pick up your pallet and walk. Immediately the man became well and picked up his pallet and began to walk. So guess what happens? What do the Jews do? What do the Jews do? You guys, you got to read this to believe it. It's unbelievable. So here's a man that hasn't walked in 38 years. Jesus Christ heals him. What do the Jews do? Oh, he healed the man on the Sabbath. That was wrong. Jesus did something naughty. He healed a man on the Sabbath. I mean, you talk about a people in darkness. That is a people in darkness, and I'm afraid that's happened to the United States of America. They can't see the truth in front of their face, and they look at this and they look at that, and they're missing the whole thing. We will either be a Christian nation in the United States, or we will be destroyed. We are in the process of destroying ourselves right now, unquestionably. And when you destroy the children for what we're teaching in public schools, and the rot goes down and down and down, and you end up with a culture, a civilization, a country that doesn't know what truth is. They have no truth because the Bible has been banned. because you've wanted a different way. Psalms chapter 2, why do the heathen rage? And the peoples imagine vain things. The United States has been raging and imagining vain things and trying to tear off the guidance that Jesus Christ offered through his word. Imagining vain things and tearing off, they think they're tearing off his fetters. And they're enslaving himself to the prince of darkness, the prince of lies. And no wonder the country can't figure out what is right and wrong. And it will not figure what is right and wrong unless they return to the king, unless they return to Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you guys, I will tell this again and again and again, unless the United States returns to Jesus Christ, it will be utterly destroyed. It will be wiped out. The United States has no purpose if it will not serve Jesus Christ. And that's my opinion. That's Fritz's opinion. But I'm telling you, I'm just telling you. And you can see and you can look at what's going on in the United States and what's going on in the world. It's just going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And either we are going to have a revival of faith in the King, the one right King in Jesus Christ, and we are going to comport ourselves accordingly with not only our personal lives, but our public lives and our public policies, or we will be destroyed. There's no such thing as a neutral nation. Either you serve Jesus Christ or you serve Satan. I don't care if you have Satan's name up on the wall or not. If you refuse Jesus Christ, you're going to be in darkness. And this is true for China, too. China's all messed up. Chinese people need to come to Jesus Christ. And there's a lot of Christians over there. Keep at it, man. Keep the faith. Keep at it. Don't give up. And realize that this isn't just about converting 100,000 Chinese to Jesus Christ. You need to build a Christian nation in China. Same for the Koreans. Same for the Nigerians. Same for the Italians. Italians need to go back to Jesus Christ. All the European nations do. Come on, Sweden. Come on, country of my ancestors. How's that going for you over there? How do you like that diversity stuff over there? You like that? You like your invasion? Why did you invade a foreign people, bring a foreign people into your country? That does not honor your father and mother. That's not honoring your ancestors. Your ancestors built a Christian country up there. That's why the cross of Jesus Christ is on the flag of Sweden. And you bring in people that hate Jesus Christ and hate your own people, and you think you're doing something good? Look what you've done. You've cast off the guidance of Jesus Christ. You've cast off the guidance of the Bible, and now you're in the process of destroying yourselves. Come on, Sweden. And the United States is doing the same thing. We know a better way. We don't want to be imposed upon by some narrow-minded morality. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What is it that you don't see in the United States? Are you out of your mind? Don't you see these people wandering around saying you can't be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or anti-Semitic? Otherwise, you will lose your job? What is wrong with you? You've substituted the gentle yoke of Jesus Christ for chains. And now if anybody says a word out of place, they're losing their jobs. They're losing their jobs. They're getting fired. They're losing their businesses. Their bank accounts are getting shut down. It's not just I lost my Twitter feed. They're losing their jobs. And you've got all these social justice warriors, holier than thou, self-righteous, out there trying to destroy half of America. They want their kids in concentration camps. They've said this. It's open. Re-education camps. They want them to lose their jobs. They want them to go to jail. And they've targeted half of America as terrorists. Like I said, Christian white man, you surrender your faith, the faith of your ancestors in Jesus Christ, and this is what you're going to get. The yoke is hard. The burden's hard if you won't serve Jesus Christ. And they're going to come and they will destroy you. So my advice is to honor your ancestors. Honor your father and mother. How do you honor your father and mother? Honor your ancestral line. Go back and say, you know what? I'm going to serve Jesus Christ just like my ancestors in Sweden did. That's why there's a cross of Jesus Christ on their flag. And the English flag and the Scottish flag, the Danish flag, the Icelandic flag. the Finnish flag. And if you go back through most of Europe, most of the European countries at one time or another had the cross of Jesus Christ as their banner. As their banner. European man, go back to that. Why have you forsaken that? It's ends in nothing good. Look at Europe. Look at Europe. There's nothing good going on there. And they are facing their own utter destruction of Europe as they import people that hate Jesus Christ in, and as they keep turning people away from Jesus Christ, and as a matter of public policy, reject Jesus Christ and the Word of God. And you wonder why people are in darkness. The only light is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the light. Thy word is truth, O Lord. Thy word is truth. And if you reject that as a matter of public policy, you end up where we are. When you tell schools they can't put the Ten Commandments on the wall, you end up where we are. When you tell people you can't read the Bible in schools, you end up where we are. When you reject Jesus Christ from the public realm, you end up where we are. The Ten Commandments have to go back up on every schoolhouse in America. And the first commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, and all thy soul, and all thy strength. And who is the Lord thy God? It's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. Back to the Pharisees again. Guess I can't get away from this. So he heals the guy, and all the Jews can see is that, well, you broke a little minor regulation. You did this on the Sabbath. What are you talking about? Jesus Christ heals the guy, and all you can say is you broke some little law? And this is the same way it is in the United States. Look, we've got the law. We've got the prophets. We have the Bible. We have Jesus Christ. And you're going to say we're breaking some law because we can't put it on our schoolhouse walls? Are you insane? What is wrong with you? Put those Ten Commandments back on the walls. I don't care where you are, but make that happen. We will either have a Christian nation again, or we will continue this process of absolute self-destruction. Matthew 5:16. For this reason, the Jews, don't be a Jew. The Jews were persecuting Jesus because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. He healed a man, hadn't walked in 30 years. He healed a man, and all you can see is that he did it on the Sabbath. This is what happens if you get away from the Word of God. You just end up in all kinds of weird places. This is what the Jews did. They rejected the law, and they set up their traditions. They had new traditions, and it became the Talmud. The Christian church in the United States is rushing towards Judaism as fast as they can. They're Judeo-Christians. They're trying to set up all these little rules that you can and can't do. Can't be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or anti-Semitic. Otherwise, you're not a real Christian. They're rushing headlong into that darkness. And right here, right says, the Jews were persecuting Jesus because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. But he answered them, my Father is working now, and I myself am. For this reason, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill Jesus Christ, because he not only was breaking the Sabbath, but he was also calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. It is offensive to those in darkness when Jesus Christ equates himself with God. The Jews knew exactly what Jesus Christ was saying. They knew he was equating himself with God. That's why they tried to kill him. The fact that he healed a man on a Sabbath, and the fact that he made himself equal to God. It says it right here. Jesus Christ's equality with God. Just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whomever he wishes. Jesus Christ said, I give life to whomever I wish. So that all will honor the Son even as they honor the Father. So that all will honor the Son even as they honor the Father. That's making himself equal with God. Jesus Christ said, not even the Father judges anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son. All judgment. I don't care if you're a Muslim or a Hindu or an atheist. You will be judged by Jesus Christ. And you have an opportunity in this life to get it right. So that, why? Why is all or all men going to be judged by Jesus Christ? So that all will honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent them. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Jesus Christ is Lord over every nation. He's one with the Father. You must honor the Son as you honor the Father. They're one. They're one. Pontius Pilate says, how do I know? How can anybody know what truth is? He was looking at truth in the face. You sit here, you rage, and you wander around reading all your darn scriptures, all your Economist magazines, your Time magazines, your New York Times, your Washington Post, trying to find out what the truth is. And you got that Bible sitting right there on your shelf from your grandmother, and you won't read it. Come on, European man, come on. You owe your ancestors more than that. This country's so messed up, and you're afraid to speak up. You're afraid. You keep your head down. There was an article written a long time ago by Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and he said, live not by lies. And when a culture starts living by the little lies, next thing you know, the big lies are easy to come by. What's a little lie? Lately I've seen this thing where everybody's, you know, diversity is our strength. And they chant it like they're in a cult. Diversity is our strength. Diversity is our strength. That's a lie. That's a bald-faced lie. You say it to be in the club. Nobody believes that. That's insane. There's no example in the history of world where you take up the most diverse people that hate each other and can't get along, and you jam them closer and closer together, and you're supposed to have peace? That's insane. You know that personally in your own life. You don't even like it when your in-laws come together because y'all can't get along. And you're going to put Somalians in Minnesota, and you think that works? I moved to South Florida, 30 years ago, and I'm on the way in there, standing in line at the U-Haul station. The line's, I don't know, there's 50 people in line, coming and going. And, you know, after standing next to somebody for half an hour, you might as well start talking to them. Start talking to this lady, this black lady. I said, you coming or you going? She said, because I was just arriving. I was just arriving in Miami. Went down there and got my PhD at University of Miami. And she says, I'm leaving. I'm getting out of this town. I'm going to Atlanta. And she started going off on the Cubans. All the Cubans that are flooding in, the Marielitos, the Cubans that have been flooding in to Miami. She says, you know, we used to have good jobs here. They weren't multi-million dollar jobs, but we could get jobs at the restaurants, at the hotels. We could do all this different stuff. They come in and we can't make it here anymore. And so they're leaving. So don't tell me that diversity is your strength. You won't even have your in-laws over because there's stress. You know this to be true from your personal life, and you think diversity is going to make us a better country? It's just going to add to the stress of things. For crying out loud, why do you think you moved to certain neighborhoods? You want it to be kind of like you. I mean, come on, people. Why do you think you build a wall around your home? Why do you think you put fences up? Good fences make good neighbors. You guys are living this lie, and you live by lies, and you chant these mantras, and you think by doing that you become in the club and enlightened. And when you reject the truth, when you reject Jesus Christ, and when you reject the Word of God, you get deeper and deeper into darkness. And you wonder why you can't figure it out. I know, something bad happens to kids and they double down on the darkness. Why? Why? The light is right there. Go read the Bible. It ain't going to do you any harm. Can't make you any more screwed up than you already are. Jesus Christ is the rock of offense, though. He says, blessed are those who trust in him, believe in him, even though. All right, Psalm chapter 72, verse 11. Let all the kings bow down before him, all the nations serve him. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is the Lord of every bloodline, every nation. He is King of the Jews, but he's not just King of the Jews. He's the King of every nation. The Father of Jesus Christ is God Almighty. Jesus' bloodline, his ancestry, is directly from God Almighty. He's above all nations. He's above every nation. He's not a subset of some nation. He's the Creator. By him, through him, and for him, all things were created. Psalm 47, verse 2. The Lord Most High is to be feared. Talking about Jesus Christ. The Lord Most High is to be feared. He is a great king over all the earth. Nations of the world, you need to serve Jesus Christ publicly. Not just, oh, we'll let you have a church over here. No, it needs to be the foundation of your public policy. And what is that public policy? It's the Ten Commandments. It's the Ten Commandments. It's not rocket science. It's not hard. And I know you got Karen over there saying, I don't want anybody to tell me what my morality is. Well, when you say that to me, aren't you telling me what my morality has to be? If you're telling me you don't want to hear about the truth, aren't you imposing your narrow-minded morality on me? This is not optional, guys. Truth is not optional. And when you go into a workplace and you've got EEO stickers up everywhere and you're told what thoughts you can have and what thoughts you can't have, and if you dare say something wrong or look at somebody wrong, you get ratted out to the government and you're complaining? You've substituted the gentle yoke of Jesus Christ for chains, for iron. And you mince along in your life trying to be the perfect little social justice morality queen, and you think you're free? Or you're afraid to say anything. You live in fear. You live in fear of these little people that put up their precepts over the Word of God. You live in fear of getting ratted out. And you're afraid. You don't know what to do. Why is it that you chose to live this way? The only way you're going to get out of this is make a decision. And you're gonna have to know what the truth is. The truth is in the Word of God. That's it. The truth is from the Word of God. You've got to go back to the God of your ancestors, white man, white woman, European. And at some point, I'm telling you, at some point, you're going to have to take a clue from your Hispanic brethren who spent 700 years driving the invader out of their land. 7 centuries they took to divide it to drive the invader out of their land. What a role model. What a role model. You have no option on this. Either that or your destruction is final. Psalm 47, verse 7, for God is king over all the earth. Verse 8, for God reigns over the nations. Jesus Christ reigns over the nations. And you either are going to submit to him or you will be destroyed with a rod of iron. Jesus Christ is not a religion. He's not a flavor of ice cream. He's the Creator. Matthew 28:18, Jesus Christ says this. Jesus Christ is not interested in a religion. He's the ruler. He's the king over every nation. Jesus Christ says this after he rose from the dead. All authority, all authority has been given to me. To me. In heaven and on earth. That is Jesus Christ. All authority. Not just what you believe in your heart. All authority. He is king over every nation. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations. Bring discipline to the bloodlines. Disciple the nations. Not convert one or two people. Bring discipline to entire bloodlines. So the Swedes would serve you. The English. Whatever bloodlines out there, you have an opportunity. Acts chapter 7. God made from one all the nations on the earth to see which nation would seek and serve him, even though he's not far away. The fact that you have different bloodlines gives your bloodline the opportunity to say, we will serve Jesus Christ. This is a good thing. And the lie out there is there's only one way. And we've read that in our political science books and our international relations theory. It talks about the end of history. Oh, we figured it out. It's liberal capitalism. And you've got all these talking heads talking about universal human rights and rule of law. And they're in darkness. They're raging. They rage against the truth. You want truth? Pontius Pilate, you're looking him in the face. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's not complicated. Go back to the God of your ancestors. Serve Jesus Christ, who's one with the Father. Get his word out and start reading it. Teach it to your children. Teach it to your children. Fritz Berggren, Inauguration Day 2021, bloodandfaith.com, out.